My next question comes from Samantha, who says, how do I incorporate my essence, which is done by John Kitchener, into my style relating to my H-shaped body? When I do personality quizzes, I get more classic than what I got with Kitchener, which was the yin styles of ingenue and romantic. So Kitchener was one of the first people to go out and create a set of style personalities and style that are related to yin and yang. But I find some of his descriptions quite weird because he puts yang, he says that like there's dramatic is yang and natural is yang versus classic is a combo. And then we've got our romantic and our ingenue or our yin. Now, what I find weird is classic, when you actually look at what is yin and what is yang, when we look at the elements of design, and I've got lots of blog posts about yin and yang, when we look at the elements of design, classic clothes are actually very yang. I do not understand why he puts it as a combination, because they're actually yang. And this is where the word classic is bandied about in the fashion world and used in about 400 different ways. So what he may mean by classic may be what is different from what I mean by classic, which is also different from classic when we are talking about fashion classics. Fashion classics are clothes that don't change much over time. So we think a Breton t-shirt doesn't change that much. A trench coat doesn't change that much, but they are not classic personality style clothes, which come from the men's corporate suiting world. They are not classic in that personality sense. So I'm assuming he means the personality sense, but I am not sure. But what I look here is, so supposedly Kitchener's theories was that when you repeat the lines and shapes that are within you, you look in most harmony. Now, he then categorizes people into these categories and says that's what you should wear. But he's only looking at your physicality. He doesn't actually look at your personality as well. And so this is where I have a bit of an issue with it. And he doesn't look at your likes and dislikes, which also I have an issue with. Really, you can use the concepts of yin and yang. They are brilliant concepts to help you understand what works for you and how you can communicate with clothes. So what you want to understand is, what are you physically? So what is your physical essence? So your physical essence, by the sound of it, is more yin. It's more curved, more feminine. Then what we want to think about with that is, so we may want, and you've got an H-shaped body, which is a body that have a waist, but with an H-shaped body, we are thinking more it's still got some curve to it. It's a column, but it's the waisted column. So it means it comes in at the waist, it defines that waist. So it's still an hourglass. It's just not the fit and flare version of the hourglass. So it still has that element of yin there, but it has a little element of yang. But also too, is it's what are the fabrics? So what are the design elements? All those other things come into when we're making these choices about what suits our bodies. So you might find a softer fabric rather than a really stiff fabric. There's those sorts of design elements, but also we want to think about personality. And what is your personality? And that's what he doesn't look at. He just does it based purely on physicality versus he doesn't know you, how you move, how you think, what your personality is. And so they are really important, and they're also an important part of yin and yang when we're using this in a style sense. So if you actually look on the blog post I have about yin and yang, of which I have many, just search up yin and yang on the blog, you will find them. You can actually start to identify elements of your own yin and yang. And how you can then look at the different elements of design to be able to then choose what it is that suits you. Now, Sharon's just said, I think clothes are the description of one's personality. Whatever you are and what you want to wish project is able to be done by your choice of clothes. Yeah, so this is where it's that choice of how you actually want to project, what you want to project, how you want to put yourself out there. And so we always want to bring our personality in, but we don't have to box ourselves up into these very kind of small tight boxes. And generally, the thing I've noticed when I've had clients come to me who've been given one of these sort of, this is what I was given, but I don't feel it quite fits. And it's because it's not taking the whole them into consideration. So I always think we want to actually look at what are the elements of design I like. So I have the, you know, like when you think about, like, do we like really structured clothes versus do we like really soft clothes? Or do we like softly structured clothes? There's so many things between yin and yang. Think about them as a spectrum. There's super yang and there's super yin and there's everything in between. And we don't have to limit ourselves to just these, you know, six or seven specific personality dressing styles, which he created. And I really believe we are a combination of different things, and how we put them together is based on who we are. So body is just one aspect, and body shape is just one aspect of physicality as well. We've got our body shape, we've got our body proportions, we've got our body variations, we've got our scale. And then we also have our facial features, if they're larger or smaller, if they are more curved or more angular or a combination of the two. How is our hair curly or straight, and how do we choose to wear it? There's a lot of different elements of design within us beyond body as well, that are going to influence the choices we make. So we might have a very curvy body, but maybe we've got a very straight, structured face. We need to balance the two of those things. And then what is our personality? Now, our personality may be very bold, which means we need a much more dramatic or more yang style. But we've got this very curvy, you know, a curvy sort of yin body. So this is where we want to think about balancing those two things. And this can come down to the fabrics, the patterns. There's so many different things we can choose. And so this is why I find that I don't like to block people into a very specific set of personality traits. I believe we are all a combination, and it's how you choose, what you choose, and also your lifestyle, your culture, where you live, your workplace, the things you do. These also come into it. And how we want to express ourselves as well. So there's so much to this. It's a you know, kind of a big thing. And in fact, there's a lot in my Seven Steps of Style program that I go even deeper into the yin yang and understanding how we can interpret that and how we can use that in the choices we make. But they are personal choices rather than having a limited set of kind of options available to us because they have been defined by somebody else. So I really believe we want to go deeper than those sort of just kind of boxed in things and actually develop our own set of guidelines rather than necessarily relying on somebody else. So if I think whenever you go like, this is not quite working for me, it's because it doesn't really hit you on the, you know, not hit you on the head, but it doesn't really, there's something at odds with who you are, which is why we need to look and create our own set of guidelines. So I know I haven't really answered your question, but I do think that that there is something at odds here with what you've been given and who you really are, your body, your face, and as well as your personality, all the elements of you. My last question today comes from Jen, who says, how do I express a style that is functional, genuine, and unique? So this is, you know, like kind of an extension in a way of that question we've just had about the kitchen aversion. And I would say you want to go back to the beginning. You want to understand who you are, what you actually aesthetically like. This is one of the biggest issues women in particular have, particularly when we haven't got a model body that walks a catwalk and that we can fit all sorts of clothes onto us. So we often get stuck with age and experience in life of limiting ourselves to just a few things because we've kind of figured out that that works and we don't know what else works. And we make a lot of decisions about what to even think about trying on based on a whole lot of rules we've actually developed for ourselves. So we stop looking beyond that and we get stuck in what I call a style rut. So when we are thinking about this, and this is what I've done in my Visualize Your Style program, I've taken you out of the realms of clothes to think about, like before you even think about clothes, to really actually understand what is your aesthetic, what it is that you love. It's your essence in a way, but you're defining your essence. Nobody else is doing it for you. You're defining it. You're actually figuring out what it is you love, and it's outside of clothes. Because when we get stuck just looking at clothes, we start overlaying with a whole lot of body image stuff we don't even realize we're doing. Most of the time it's subconscious, so we don't even realize we're doing it. So what we want to do is go back beyond clothes. We want to get outside of clothes to understand what we really like And then once we've actually established that, we can figure out, how do I do that in my style? But until you understand what your aesthetic is, understand what it is that you love, it's very hard to actually develop your own style that is functional, genuine, and unique. Because at least you've got those words, functional, genuine, unique, but what is unique to you? You know, what is functional to you? What is genuine to you? So genuine is authentic, and authenticity is such an important part of your style. But it is one of those things that it has to be for you rather than laid on by somebody else. And this is why when somebody says, oh, everybody needs this in their wardrobe, they don't. Because wardrobes are personal, and your lifestyle is personal. What you enjoy wearing is personal, whether you're a hot person or a cold person. Like, there's so many things we have to layer into what works for us, which is why those lists don't work at all, and why just copying somebody else's style is not going to make you feel stylish or fashionable, or and it's not going to make you feel confident, because it's not necessarily you, because they are not you. You are two unique individuals. But this is why, if you start to understand, if you go back to the beginning, you understand what it is, you can then, if you work through a process, which I have, like, quite a in-depth process to get from finding my aesthetic to actually developing a style and understanding how you can express that in clothing. But we have to walk through this set of steps, rather than, you know, we can't just kind of jump from one, like, this, that start to the end. There's a bunch of steps in between, which is what I go through in that program. Do you have any 1, 2, 3 simple suggestions on how we can work out what type of style we are? So I would recommend, number one, I have a personality quiz, but it only gives you your core personality. It only gives you the start of that. And this is where, in my programs, this is what we do. We actually work out, what is your personality? What is your yin yang? Who are you? And therefore, how can you express that? There's not a really simple way. Whenever I see something's too simple, I go, great, it's very simple, but it's not going to work for everybody. It's a more complex thing, because you are a complex human, and complex human require complex answers. It's not really simple, because there's so many different things we have to layer on to actually find our style. But this is what's inside my programs, what I go really deep on, way beyond anything that I write about, because these are complex things, and it's what I help my clients find and in the programs, and I give personalized feedback in those programs too, and can help you do that. But that is, I would recommend you doing the Visualize Your Style program, because that really can help you start that process off. There's so many different aspects, but it is a great starter process that will have you re-looking at your style in a complete new way. And then suddenly you'll start to understand yourself more and what is really authentic and genuine to you, because this is what we lose over time. It's very easy to get lost over time and just buying what happens to be in stores and whatever is the local store, because that's what they're serving up in the current fashions, rather than thinking, is this really me? There's nothing wrong with the local stores and the current fashion if that's you. But if it's not you, there's no point in spending any money on it. And that's why the more you have your own personalized set of criteria, then it makes shopping easier. It makes those decisions much easier, because say it's me or it's not me. It's not a will I, won't I, I'm not sure, because you get these definite answers when you really understand what is you. And so part of it is finding your aesthetic. Like, so we need to, like, essentially, we need to understand our aesthetic and what we actually love. We need to understand what works for our physicality. So the colors, the body shape, proportions, variations, those physical elements. And then we need to understand our personality and how we want to express our style through our personality, and how different personality traits actually influence every style choice. So in some ways, this is my 1, 2, 3. We've got to look at our lifestyle, how we spend our time, and what we actually need in our wardrobes. All these things are part of it, and that's what's in my 7 steps to style. But they're actually multi-stage processes. It's not just a really simple, just go and buy this thing. Because the minute you get that, it's not individualized, it's not personalized, and you'll end up going wrong. And that's why I see so many, you know, I always remember somebody was doing the Project 333, and she said, oh, I decided to do this because, you know, I thought it would be a bit of fun. Now, she was somebody with a very creative style, and Project 333 is all about wearing 33 garments for 3 months. And she said, It was all great until I realized it was 33 garments. I thought it was 333 garments. She said, I couldn't wear 33 garments for 3 months. I'd be bored out of my skull. And this is why, you know, there's no one way that works for everybody. Some people want a very small streamlined wardrobe and that works for them. Other people want a big wardrobe with a lot of options that they can mix and match and do things, and they get bored more easily with their style, and so they need more variety. And knowing which of these is you is really important, because I've seen so many people throw it all out for a minimalist wardrobe and it's been a big mistake. Then they have regretted it terribly. So this is where, not like, you know, we can often get all these things of we should go to minimalist, etc. But if it's not you, and I know it's not me, I would go out of my skull. Even when I just travel for a short period of time and I may take a very small wardrobe, it doesn't take long for me. When I get home, I think I don't even want to see those clothes for some time. And it's because that's all I've seen for however many days I've been away. And so I know for me, going minimalist is not for me. I can do it for a short period of time, but I don't want to do it all the time. I like variety. I like being able to think about wearing my clothes in different ways. And that gives me some, you know, creative expression and, you know, a bit of fun in my life. So if you love clothing choices, don't go minimalist. As much as it works for some people, it does not work for everybody. But for some people, the minimalists get overwhelmed by a big wardrobe. But if you are more of a maximalist, doesn't mean everything's new. You may have been keeping things. In fact, this client who couldn't do the project 333, she had some clothes that were 30 years old, but because she was very creative, they did not look dated. And the way she wore them, she was always reinventing how she wore them. It kept it fresh. It kept it interesting. Rather than just wearing things in the same outfit over and over again and then getting bored and then throwing it all out and buying a whole new wardrobe each season, which is way less sustainable. So I really think they are just a few little tips and thoughts about how to do some of these things, but it is not a really simple thing. And whenever I see really simple, if somebody tells you you've got the simplest way of fixing this, it's probably not going to work. It may work for somebody who's just like them, because usually they've worked out something that worked exactly for them, and so they're just telling you to do that. But it doesn't take everybody else into account, and so therefore often these things don't work. Well, thank you for your questions, and thank you for watching and listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.